in mourning. The Chai Adam in Klach of Tess from Simon Tess Yud Aleph Yud Beis talks about the medius which a person we need to choose a person to be the Shalit Tzibur. So to understand this, I'm going to just explain one point over here. That once upon a time, this Man Chazal, the Shalit Tzibur would be the person who's going to be Moisi, the Tzibur, and it's Chiyuvei Tefillah. And obviously they should be choosing the person who is the most appropriate person to be the one who's going to be Moisi, the Tzibur, and their Tefillahs. This is actually what's a Chiyuv on the Tzibur, to hire somebody to be the Shalit Tzibur. The same word as a chiyuv to build a Beis HaKnesses and to build a mikvah and to get swarm that we need, Sefer Torah, etc. There's a chiyuv to hire a rov. There's a chiyuv to hire a shliach tzibur to mitzvah them and a chiyuv tefillah. When they make this person the shatz kavua for the tzibur, so there's a list of things which are required. Nowadays, we tend not to be mocked, but on these issues, we don't have the same type of situation as they had then, and therefore we tend to be more makel on it. So we're not going to spend all of the detail, go through every one of the details of the halacha of the chayadim at length, because it is not so negeya, but it's worthwhile to read some of them to get a feel and understanding of what Chazal saw as the person who is the appropriate person to be leading the tzibur and the tefillahs, and being mitzi the tzibur and the tefillahs, to be the vehicle to bring the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael up to Shemaim. excuse me. On a personal note, when I was in Ovel for my father, Olav Shalom, in the year 1987, the end of 86 and 87, in the summertime, I was in Muncie, New York, and I davened for the Amud in the Yeshiva Beishraga. And while I was there, the Mashgiach of the Yeshiva, Remortche Shrab, Zichli Bracha, showed me a Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi says that the Shliach Tzibur functions akin to the Kohen Gadol, which after the Tklaisa would daven their tefillahs, the Kohen Gadol would take the tefillahs liflai v'lifnim. So the tefillahs which Tklaisa davens in their silent Shemoneh Esrei are ready to go, and the Chazor Sashatz, the person who's davening for the Omed, functions like the Kohen Gadol, who's taking the tefillahs of Tklaisa liflai v'lifnim, bringing them and being machzis them into Shemayim. So the point he was telling me was that it's a very significant role. The Chazor Sashatz, even though nowadays we're not being made to the tzibur their chiyuv because everybody's davened on their own, there still is a function of the chazan. Api Kabbalah, having the Chazor Sashatz is very significant. The Arizal was always machzis never to do a Hecha Kedusha, always to have a full Chazor Sashatz for this reason, because we need the second tefillah as a vehicle to bring the tefillah, the Chazor Sashatz, to bring the tefillah into Shemayim. There's a Gemara that the Vilna Gaon teaches, the Mor says, the Rabbi Yochanan, instead of a person davens and sees that his tefillahs are not in his kabbalah, he should daven again. So the Gaon says that we fulfill that Gemara through Chazor Sashatz, that a person davens and he's unanswered, and then through Chazor Sashatz the person will be answered. So even Bizman Azeh, the Chazan is somebody who should be an appropriate person to be the one who's taking the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, Lifnai V'Lifnim. He's the vehicle that the tefillahs should be in his kabbal. So we should take it seriously. That being said, nowadays we do not seem to be so makbid on the details. So let's see some of the details, and I can go cover everything today. So Simon Ches, Tzach Shatz, the Shliach Tzibur, Tzarech Sheyeh Hagun, he should be an appropriate person. Ve'ezeh Hagun, what does it mean by an appropriate person? Sheheh Reikon Me'averis, that he has no averis, he's empty of averis. There was never any negative reports about him, any negative reputation about him, even when he was young. He should be a humble person. He should be somebody that people like, that people want him to be the one who's been with to them. He has a way to daven, a pleasantness which attracts the people. So I'm not sure it's referring to the in his tefillah or in general his the whole way the his whole deportment is as such. The kol orev, and he has a sweet voice. He's familiar with the psukim because he's reading Tanakh, so therefore he's familiar with the psukim and the different things which we're going to, the lashonas of tefillah which are based on psukim and actual quotes of psukim he's familiar with. This is throughout the year. Of Tanah Sibur, and on Tanah Sibur we need more. He has to be familiar with the actual extra tefillahs that we say in the Zebra. And also, he has young children. So he has the pressure of in his life, and therefore he's going to be davening even more sincerely. He's not rich. He has to work hard in the fields. So on the Tainus, he's going to daven with a full, with a true tefillah, because of his needs are very significant. Okay, that's some of the points. We'll continue in the following shiur, going through some of these examples. Have a good day.